Hey guys, welcome to the weekly Team Uproar call. This week we're going over something that is very near and dear to my heart and that I believe is the reason that I've done so well as a coach. And I want to share that with you guys and not hold out on y'all. So here we go. It's very inspired by the National Wake Up Call from this week. And I'm telling you right now, if you guys weren't on the National Wake Up Call on Monday, there is a recording. There's always a recording either on the podcast or Team Beachbody or in your back office or in our Team Uproar group. I always post it. It was one of the best wake up calls of the year, hands down. It was incredible. And it was all about personal development. So today I'm giving you my top 5 tips on personal development, how to make it happen, why it's so important, and just everything that you need to know about it and what I think are the most important factors of it. So hands down, number one, and this has to go at the top for me, is Summit. So Summit right now really is a bit of a pressing matter because it's quickly approaching. And you know what? I want as many of you guys there as possible because I know firsthand what it's going to do for your business if you make that commitment. And let's get real. If you're on this call, you care about your business. You understand the potential in it and you get it. So why aren't you going to Summit? Really? I know this is real talk and I know it's harsh, but if you care about your business at all, you'll find a way to get to Summit. And I hope that you will do everything in your power to make it happen because you will come back and your business will never be the same. So I don't know if you know this story, and for the new coaches on this call, I'm going to share it with you really quickly, but I signed up as a coach on June 1st of 2013, so 2 years ago almost. And I, to this day, cannot believe how much I've accomplished in 2 years. And I owe a lot of it to going to Summit in less than 2 weeks of being a new coach. So Summit is usually mid-June. This year it's mid-July. But what I did is I signed up as a coach and I had a discount. New coaches get $100 off their Summit ticket if it's been within 3 months. So I used that discount and I got Andre his ticket. And we went. And honestly, guys, it was not about growing my business. I'm going to be really real with you. It was not about going to the trainings or going to see Carl Daikeler. For that matter, I barely even knew who Carl Daikeler was when I signed up as a coach. But I just wanted to work out and do Turbo Fire with Shalene Johnson and do Insanity with Shanti. And maybe if I was lucky, meet them. That was really why I wanted to go to Summit. And I went. And I magically convinced my husband, we magically pulled together some funds to go and we got the time off and we did it. And I am so glad that I took that leap of faith. And yes, it was scary. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know if there was going to be a bazillion people there that didn't want to talk to me or how intimidating it was going to be. But we went and I'm so glad that we did. So to give you a bit of an overview, because these were all questions that I had before I went to Summit, like, what is it? What do you do? So you get there really, and there's a daily schedule. There's tons of stuff going on all the time. And this year it's bigger than ever. It's more than doubled in terms of attendance. They're getting an arena to hold us all, a football stadium, I should say. And there is keynote speakers that are speaking. So with personal development, you have two, I would say, entities of personal development. You have skill developing and characteristic building, life building, personal development. And you have personal development in terms of specific beach body training. Summit offers both and on steroids. So I hope that you guys can understand that this really is the event of the year. It truly is. There are many live events throughout the year. There's Super Saturdays. There's the Platinum Edge that we go to in Texas. But really, Summit, if you're going to be at one, go to Summit. It's in Nashville this year. It's massive. And some of the keynote speakers have been announced. Simon Sinek is the main keynote speaker, who is the author of Start With Why, which I think as a coach, you can probably understand why that's a very good speaker for us to listen to, as well as a guy by the name of Dwight Jones, who I had the utmost pleasure of watching and listening to and seeing his presentation in Arizona for the Beachbody Leadership this past fall. And it was incredible. Andre and I were both just like in awe of this presentation. So he was obviously great enough for Beachbody to bring him back, for everybody to witness this. I can't even describe how he presents. It's incredible. He's a photographer. He's a world famous photographer. And he talks about just life and how to make the most out of it. And it's so motivating and so beautiful. And that will be, I would say, the entity of skill development and motivation and life building that you would have in terms of personal development, like the best of the best that you would probably pay tens of thousands of dollars to do on your own if you went to see these guys speak. And that's a fact of life. It really is. If you were to go pay a ticket to see these guys speak at one of their seminars, that's how much it would cost. So a Summit ticket, I think, is $200. and change. So just makes sense. But that's just a little morsel of Summit. There's also the Beachbody specific training that I was talking about. So what the way that they do it is there's workshops on specific topics. And these workshops are held by the top coaches. And there's multiple ones throughout the day that you can attend. And you can go and sit down with your team and take notes. And really, these are the trainings that I remember the most in my Beachbody coaching career. So that's just another part of it. There's also obviously the massive workouts. There are product launches, product announcements. There's a thing called general session where they launch all the new products and talk about, like, Carl and everybody gets on stage and they talk about what's to come with Beachbody and what's happened over the past year. There's a ton of recognition in terms of Millionaires Club, Beachbody Challenge. There's $2 million winners on the last night that are announced as the Beachbody Challenge winners, which is so emotional and so amazing. There are parties, there's VIP parties, there's Success Club parties, two-star diamond parties. There's a celebration, a huge celebration with fireworks and everything on the last night that they're closing down the main strip in Nashville. Like, guys, it's crazy. I could go on and on and on. There's a super workout on the Saturday that's just a compilation of all the trainers that show up. I don't know if I've enticed you yet, but I'm just getting excited to go. So I really hope that that kind of seals the deal for you and that entices you in some way to just at least get some more information on it. So like I said, there's an app that is launched for it. You can go into the Apple Store or into the App Store and get that. I think you just have to search Summit 2015 or Team Beachbody. You can go to Summit 2015 in the Google search and the website will come up for registration for that, as well as the entire agenda of what you can expect. There is just so much to see and do there, and it will be the thing that changes your business forever. Now, the point that I wanted to make about Summit and why it changed everything for me was that all of those things that I mentioned are great, but really the thing that changed it all for me and changed my view and was the best possible life and personal and business development for me was seeing how real it was and seeing the opportunity. So when those coaches walked across the stage at Summit, and I get emotional because it's like, it's so true. And it was the moment that it clicked for me. And there's so many coaches that I know that were there last year that had these aha moments. And they're little parts that you won't even expect it to happen. But they walked across the stage for Millionaires Club recognition, that they were the newly added members to the Millionaires Club. And I just remember having this feeling like they were talking and I just thought, they're no different from me. I can do this. I will be in the Millionaires Club. I will be a freaking millionaire by the time I'm 30 from working from home and doing what I love. That's insane to me. Guys, do you realize what that is? That you have a huge opportunity in front of you. And if you need something like Summit and to see these people that have achieved great success and make it so real and so tangible right in front of you, then get your butt to Summit. I'm telling you, it'll change everything for you. So I hope I drove that point home enough. If you need a roommate or need more information on Summit or just have a question, don't be shy to ask. I had a million questions before I went. Post in the Team Uproar group or reach out to me personally or reach out to your upline and we will help you get registered and get a roommate and everything that you need. We are so excited. There's definitely going to be some team meetings. It's going to be so, so fun. Okay, so on to tip number two for personal development. I hope that everybody on this call really does not skimp on personal development, because it's really something that a lot of coaches do skimp on. It's that vital behavior. As you know, there's three vital behaviors with Beachbody. It's the third one, and a lot of people kind of leave that one out like it's not as important. And really, it's probably the most important. It's the thing that will make such an impact on your business. And a lot of people start their business. I know this happened for me, is you start hearing some no's or some not right now's, and it kind of impacts your ego a little bit. And you feel like, okay, well, what do I need to do to change? I obviously need to make a change. And you really, the answer to that is need to start working on personal development, daily personal development, mental transformation, and being your best self and building yourself to be your best self will change and bless your life far more than any physical or financial transformation that this business can offer you. And I can tell you that firsthand. It had nothing to me to do with money at first. Everybody starts with that $0 check and then that $30, their first Shakeology sale where they make that $29 check and their commission. And it's so exciting. And you know that you're not where you want to be yet, but you have to have that belief. And that really starts with personal development. And that's how it was for me. I always had that belief because I was filling my mind with daily personal development. Success doesn't happen fast, especially in this business. It's not a quick thing. And if it is, I often worry. I want people to slow down because it needs to be a bit of a climb. You need to grow this business so that you have a solid foundation, a solid belief. And some people sign up as coaches thinking that their inbox is just going to blow up and they're going to have a ton of coaches join them and a ton of customers join them. And unfortunately, what happens is a lot of coaches throw in the towel way too early because of unrealistic expectations. They don't feel like they can put in the work or furthermore want to put in the work, and they give up and they get frustrated. And I've gotten so many messages from frustrated coaches that they don't understand what's going wrong, and they think that it's them, they think that it's their posts and nobody's ordering from them. And that's where doubt and concern starts to set in. And that's when we slow down as coaches, and that's where you make the biggest mistake, and you start to think that it's you, and you start to doubt your own potential as a coach. And it's the wrong thing to do. It has nothing to do with you. You need to focus on the big picture and your big long-term goal and keep going. And the way that you do that is you focus on personal development daily. It takes multiple times for somebody to hear from you, see one of your posts. I've been talking to people for over a year now that they come to me, or even people come to me out of the blue and say, okay, I'm ready now. That's just how it is. People really take a little bit of time, and you need to be able to give them that. You can't just give up on yourself. I remember for me, when I wanted to sign up as a coach, it took me a good 3 to 4 months to sign up. You have to remember that. Some people just aren't ready right now. So they're not no's, they're just not right now's. Invest in your growth every single day. And by that, I mean reading a solid personal development book in terms of life or skill building. A great example of one is The Slight Edge or The Compound Effect. They both talk about the same type of topic of these small, seemingly insignificant things that we do on a daily basis, the mundane, day in and day out, talking with coach relations, sending emails, posting on Instagram, answering emails at 11 p.m. with a bun on top of your head. I made a joke of that last week, but it's so true. It's not glamorous, it's not beautiful, but it's the thing that you can do consistently that will lead you to success. Success truly is about consistency. It isn't fast, but if you do those small little tasks consistently, you'll reach the top. Number three, quitting can never, ever, ever be a part of your vocabulary. It should not be an option. If you are on this call, you clearly care about your business, you're invested in your business. So I really want to give you guys some tough love and show you that there is a ton of potential in this, and giving up shouldn't even be a conversation that you entertain. So you obviously are ready to make this happen. You understand the concept of rank advancing and how much potential there truly is in this business. And if you don't, I'll tell you, I have grown my business to something that I never thought was ever possible. If you guys have ever heard of this story, Andre and I used to own a fashion business. We didn't even make any profit for like 3 or 4 years. Well, for that matter, we never made any profit. All the money that we ever made just got reinvested back into the business. In this Beachbody coaching business, I've been doing this for 2 years, and I'm not going to talk numbers, but I have made an astronomical amount more than I ever thought possible in 2 years, and I've forged the greatest friendships, and I've grown significantly as a person in terms of my skill set and my confidence and my health, like literally every single aspect of my life. And I think that we don't realize this, but to get there, every coach goes through stuff. We all go through those tough days, and it's the coaches that keep going no matter what that reach the top. They really do. They don't get caught up in the negativity and the uncertainty of if they're going to succeed, and they don't entertain the thought of quitting. When you think about it, and if you're a coach and you're getting started, why would you ever want to leave this? Especially if you're just getting started and you're starting to see the three vital behaviors of being a coach. So the first vital behavior is to invite, invite, invite. The second one is to be a product of the product. And the third one is to do your personal development. So let's break that down really quickly. My, I think, biggest blessing in this business is the people that I've met. Some of my best friends are in this business. They really are. I talk to them every single day. They're the most positive, incredible, kind people I've ever met. And I am so grateful to have them in my life. So I created and cultivated those relationships through building my team, building my challenge group. It's one of the vital behaviors. If I made $0 to date, those friendships would be worth it. The second vital behavior, being healthier and happier and more energetic for my relationships, my marriage, my family. The world around me is just thankful, I think, that I work out because I'm less of a crazy person. If I do my workouts and I'm eating well, I don't go to the hospital anymore. If you guys have ever heard my story, I was a hot mess and was in serious deep waters. And the last one is to do personal development. You are being your best self. You will go into this business as a completely different person than what you end up as. It's incredible. I was so shy. I remember the first time I went to Summit, my upline coach wanted me to go say hi to Carl Deichler. I thought I was going to pass out. It was like the hardest thing in the world to me. And just this past November, we were at Platinum Edge and Shalene Johnson walked by me and I was totally comfortable to go talk to her. That is not ever something that I thought I would be able to do. But because of personal development and building my confidence and my skill sets, I am totally fine now speaking on a call, or even if I got asked to talk on a wake-up call, I would be okay with it. That was not something I ever thought possible when I first started coaching. So I really think that reading personal development is something that nips negativity in the butt. And it's really one of those things that creates that atmosphere around you that you won't even want to entertain the concept of quitting because it just won't be an option for you. It helped me be a better person. It helped me be more patient, helped me be my best self and show up daily and bring my A game. So guys, really, it's time to flip the switch and back it up with action. Put personal development on your top priorities list daily and put yourself in a better mindset right from the get-go when you wake up and make growth a daily priority, and you'll be able to handle whatever your business, life, or crazy people throw your way. Number four, personal development is going to be the thing that gets you from point A to point B. If you have that big, crazy, dream big goal, that whether it be to get to diamond or five-star diamond or premier or elite or superstar diamond or make $1,000 a week or $10,000 a week, I don't care what it is. If that's to get to the Success Club trip or be on the top 10 trip, you can make it happen. And personal development really is the way to make that happen. Sometimes we see these top coaches and we think that they're far beyond anything that we could ever reach. Like they're light years away. And we really need to stop comparing ourselves to other people because it can be the thing that kills us, that we become almost jealous of them or defeated by the thought of what they've accomplished. And you need to let that inspire you. And taking a look at what those coaches do so well and the skills that they developed are what will bridge the gap for you. So when you're doing and when you're looking at personal development and what to listen to, figure out which skills and what characteristics you may need to develop and think of those in terms of goals and in terms of stepping stones to your goals. So for me, I knew that leadership was a huge part of changing the game for me. And I focused on that. I listened to John C. Maxwell. There's a ton of leadership books that he writes that are incredible. And you basically have the answer in the palm of your hands, and it makes things that are impossible become completely possible. And the answer is personal development. Beachbody training and skill development and life development are really the way to do it. So number five, and this is my final tip, and this is basically, how the heck do you fit all this in? How do you get to Summit? How do you get to the live events? How do you afford it? How do you listen to stuff daily and make time for that? Well, the answer in short is to make it a priority. And I know that that's a hashtag duh, but if you really think about it, if your priority is to finish the season of Grey's Anatomy or Lost on Netflix, you're not gonna fit in any personal development nor grow your business. Making yourself the best self you possibly can for 2015 needs to be your priority right now. And your business and your income and your happiness will thank you at the end of 2015. I promise you. So find balance in your life. Really do. Watch one episode on Netflix a night. I hear you, it's not easy, but turn it off and listen to a great audiobook or read a great book. And some great things that you can do to fit it in are making it a no extra time, like a net time activity. So what I mean by that is when you're doing the dishes or the laundry or cleaning or in the shower or taking a bath or even doing your workout or driving, guys, there's so many free moments in a day that we waste on listening to music or complaining or talking on the phone or watching Real Housewives of wherever. You could be listening to personal development in those moments. And something as quick as a 30-minute wake-up call that you can fast forward through the recognition, just listen to the juicy part of it, you can get so much in a day in terms of personal development. You can feed your mind right from the get-go. Something as simple as a Darren Daily. If you subscribe to Darren Hardy's Darren Daily, you'll get a video sent to your inbox every single morning. And it's about a 2 to 3 minute video, I believe. And this is something that Melissa Bordage has done on the team. She is now a qualifying Star Diamond coach, so you might want to listen up. But she had done that a few months back, and I saw a shift in her business. She was just such a go-getter, and her goals were like, it was a no matter what, like, it's happening and this is what's up. And what that was kind of her attitude, and that was really the shift. And it was nothing more than personal development and focus and consistency. And it all started with that Darren Daily, and she just kind of snowballed from there. So another thing that you can do is listen to podcasts. The National Wake Up Calls are all on the Team Beachbody podcast. Our team calls are obviously on the podcast. Shalene Johnson has an amazing podcast. Sean T just started one. Brendan Burchard has one. Just check out the business and marketing section in your app and you will find a ton of resources, and they're free, no less. So another place that's absolutely amazing that you guys might have heard me talk about to find audiobooks and personal development is Audible. Audible.com is owned by Amazon, and it's all legit audiobooks that you can pay a monthly subscription for. Your first month is free, and you get tokens, basically, or credits is how it works. And you pay a monthly fee, I believe, of $14.95, or you can pay a monthly fee of $22. It depends on which membership you want. So for the $14 one, you get one credit a month. For the $22 one, you get two credits a month. And each credit goes towards any audiobook of your choice. Now, if you've ever shopped for audiobooks, they're hella expensive. They're like $35 each. It's crazy. So especially for an unabridged one, which is basically when the author just reads the entire book, which is what I want because I want to get everything from it. So Audible offers all of that to you at such a reasonable price. And you guys might have seen the post I did the other day. I bought like 3 of them in a row, and I'm good to go for the month in terms of personal development. I'm so excited about that. So turn off your music in the car, turn on some good personal development, and next time that you're doing the laundry or the dishes or even a workout, turn on some personal development. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was that, just as a task that you guys can do this week, is pick a book in terms of skill building that you think would greatly transform your business, whether that be social media, blogging, communication, leadership, productivity, time management, anything. And read or listen to either read 10 pages or listen to at least 10 minutes of audio daily for this month. And the other category, so you know how I was telling you, there's two categories in my mind of personal development. So first, Beachbody specific training. I would love for you to pick a training this week to listen to. Of course, you can do one daily, but I'm trying to keep it light for you guys. So pick a training. Start with something that is half an hour and just plug into the system. Now, in terms of Beachbody specific training, there's of course the Team Uproar website that has a ton of resources. There is the National Wake Up Call podcast that you can find on by searching Team Beachbody, where you can also find the summit audios from last year. You can find them on YouTube as well in video form. And you guys, there's also platinumpresenters.com. There's JanelleSummers.com. We have so many resources available to us. It's just unreal. Go in the back office under the success tab, and there's a ton of free stuff there too. So there really needs to be zero excuses. Make it a priority and make it zero excuses in your business and in your life that you're going to do personal development, and you will see it all change. I promise you that. So if you're at a roadblock right now, get those two things in this week and do it for the rest of April, and we're going to talk, and I know that you're going to see so many changes. And the other thing, if you guys have any questions about Summit or are ready to take the leap and come to Summit with the team, get registered now. So I hope you guys found this useful, and I hope you guys have an incredible rest of the week. And congratulations to the winners of the Team Cup, Amber Vitko, who ranked advanced to Diamond this week, and Krista Petronic, brand new coach, who ranked advanced and took second place in the Cup, and our two-way tie of Taylor Inkin and Christina De La Portas for third. You guys killed it. I just cannot even wait to go into April, and I cannot wait to crush our record of last month with Success Club goals. So go check out the Team Uproar group and post below this post with your personal development choices of your book that you're getting and that you're going to commit to and the Beachbody training that you're choosing. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.